We're doing Tayang Mitzvot, and we're up to the mitzvahs of the Beit HaMikdash. So we have a mitzvah that when the Regel comes, when the Yom Tev of Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot comes, we have mitzvah of Beitim Shama, to bring all the sacrifices that we're obligated or that we wanted to give as a nedava. We have a mitzvah that all our sacrifices be brought specifically in the Beit HaMikdash, as it says, Sham Taseh, over there, in that chosen place, you will do your sacrifices. We have a prohibition not to slaughter any sacrifice outside the Beit HaMikdash. A person is punished with karis if he does that. We have a mitzvah not only not to slaughter a sacrifice outside the Beit HaMikdash, but also not to put it on an altar outside the Beit HaMikdash. Two separate prohibitions. we have a mitzvah to bring korbanos in from chutz laretz to the Beit HaMikdash. Aside from the mitzvah that all korbanos are in the Beit HaMikdash, there's a special mitzvah. If you have a sacrifice animal out in chutz laretz, ship it in and bring it into Eretz Yisrael. We have a mitzvah that every day of the year we bring two sheep as korban tamid, set sacrifice every morning, every night, including Shabbos, Yom Kippur, every day of the year. We have a mitzvah that there be a flame burning on the altar every day of the year that's called an Eish Tamid Tukan LaMizbeach Lo Tichbeh. And that verse, Lo Tichbeh, adds a biblical prohibition of putting out the fire that was the permanent fire on the Mizbeach.